to see prisoners have to pay for the privilege of being an inmate. That's how desperate California's gotten. Will it fly? The man who stashed the cash in his freezer and for 18 years served in Congress, former Congressman Jefferson, convicted, could get up to 115 years. We'll talk about that. The gym killer that went into an L.A. fitness in Pittsburgh, opened fire, killing women and injuring others. Shocking stuff. Said, women just don't like me. That's some of the writings they found from this nutball. Sad, sad tale. Very, very twisted. And cash for clunkers. The Senate reaches a deal extending it. So, in other words, enough money until Labor Day. But as somebody suggested to me earlier, is this truly just a gimmicky thing, or it's something that's helping people and works? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As always, we're going round and round on a couple of different things, including health care reform. You certainly know where I stand on that. Not enough information, and we know ultimately we don't want a single payer. At least I don't want to see a single payer. Don't think it works. Won't work in America. I see how the government bungles most of their programs. I'm all about Tom Jefferson kind of politics. Give me that smaller government, baby. 800-259-5791. Let's take our first one. We go to Kentucky. Mike is listening to us. Mike, you're my leadoff man. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good.
I want to talk to you about this guy, Clunkers. I think it is a government ripoff. You know what they did to the housing and how many people lost their homes. I think you're going to see a lot of cars being repoed here in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, that's what somebody said to me today. They said, watch for the repos. That's the thing that you got to be careful about, that it looks good on the surface. Hey, get to 4,500, trade in the gas guzzler, get a fuel-efficient car. But then ultimately, what you got to pay, pony up for that. How much are you paying for that, too, and where are you getting this money?
Exactly. And also, Obama, he never wrote a bill or anything as a senator. And now he's trying to run the country on health care and cars, homes, who knows what's next?
I like that. Who knows what's next? You probably feel like I do. I said this earlier, and I'll ask you this question, Mike. It's now 200 days in. Have we seen great economic change? Has anything changed with Afghanistan, Iraq, or anything as far as foreign relations? Is there anything that you see that you point out that you say, okay, I'm going to give them that one?
There's not been one single positive thing to come out of the 200 days that he's been elected, period.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel the very same way. I feel the very same way, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
You too. 800-259-5791. I will say this. The president, I don't care. Whoever the president is, I'm not rooting for the president not to succeed. Because I love this country. I'm all about freedom. I want to see this country thrive and survive and continue to be able to enjoy the things that we enjoy here being an American. So I'm not rooting against, but in analyzing it and looking, I've got a notebook full of things. And in looking back, I went back today and I looked, and what could I see that was positive? Well, town hall meetings, holding the nation hostage with these prime time press conferences where it's constantly looking back at the other administration. Who cares? Move forward. Just like I said, the Cliff Note version of everything that I've been paying attention to, I'd say there were a lot of campaign promises. Now other politicians do the same thing, but most of them have certainly fallen flat at this point. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
I don't know why, Kate, you are in favor of putting this guy in jail, the guy who put the money in his freezer. I mean, he was ahead of the curve. If Americans from West Coast to East Coast had put their money in the freezer instead of in bank, they would have saved trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
So he deserves some sort of civilian medal of honor instead. You know, they should put him in charge of the Fed. You know, take Bernanke and, you know, stick him in jail. You know.
All right, I mean, I get your meaning, except for that it was dirty money.
Yeah, well, it was cold, though.
Anyway, it was.
I think really the biggest story out there that is no one wants to touch is that the casualty rates now in Afghanistan are serious.
I mean, oh, yeah.
80 dead in 1 month.
That's right.
Right? And that's out of a force of 50,000. Okay, now, if you look at how many troops we have in Iraq and Kuwait, you know, we're talking 200,000, and the most we ever lost, as far as Americans, was like 140 in 1 month. So if you do the math, I mean, we're talking, you know, that would be the equivalent of losing 240 in 1 month in Afghanistan. We're losing, you know, a percentage-wise much greater. And that's okay if the job is getting done, okay? Like in the SERP, we had an increase in casualties, right? But then guess what? The last 2 months have been the lowest ever. I mean, June and July, we only lost 23 men in Iraq. That's the lowest ever for 2 months. You know, we only lost 8 people in July. So that's great news. But now we're losing 80 in Afghanistan. And they're not all Americans now. The Brits lost a lot, and some Germans were killed. So
that's right.
Maybe you can have somebody, you know, some military guy come over and
sure, we'll do that. We'll do that. We've done that in the past, but it's a good thing to prompt me on that. I mentioned that as one of my reasons why I thought in 200 days in, I didn't think Obama would rate a great rating at this point because of Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, we finished out, like you said, a lot better casualty-wise in Iraq. We'll see if chaos doesn't ensue there. So far, so good. But Afghanistan, absolutely not. And here we go again, sliding into yet something else and then doubling the number when it comes to the fall. So it is pretty scary what's happening there. Tomas, thanks, as always, right on target with that. 800-259-5791. As you can see, we're talking about a lot of different things. As I said at the top, and I haven't even jumped to this yet, the big story, of course, was the release of the two women. They were pardoned, Yuna Lee and Laura Ling, in North Korea. It's a big story because does this signify now moving forward, North Korea gets its reprieve? It looks better in the eyes of the world. So now the successor to Kim Jong-il, or I guess Kim Jong-il, but I think it'll be whoever comes next, will actually negotiate, will step out of the lunacy of the things that have happened in the past and stuff that was promised 4 years ago that didn't happen. And remember, kicking the weapons inspectors out, will now there be some kind of an agreement? Can this relationship move forward? Supposedly the Clinton thing had nothing to do with anything related to the Obama administration and this, but it gives Kim Jong-il the pass I think he was looking for because of the standoffs and what's happened particularly in the last 4 months with the missiles and the threats with the boats and all that other sort of stuff. So maybe now things change on that front. Meet you on the flip side here on ATN.
Are you going to do something loud and stupid?
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It was emotional for the families of Una Lee and Laura Ling. We'll let you hear what one sister had to say about getting her home, getting both of them home. Strangely enough, I shouldn't say strangely, but in North Korea, the two didn't even see each other. They were kept separately except for when they were tried, shockingly, got the 12 years, had no clue what was going on. I'm sure they don't even know most of the efforts that were happening back in the U.S. There was like one or two phone conversations, I think. And imagine this. You're there for 4.5 months, and then suddenly they come to you and say, okay, we're having this meeting. You need to come to this meeting now. And they get in the vehicle, whatever, and they go to the meeting, and there's Bill Clinton. Oh. That had to be, it had to be almost like your heart was going to stop when they realized, okay, they must be getting out of there, right? All you have to do is look at some of these movies or documentaries about people being detained and then ultimately tried for various things. There's a documentary called Ganja Queen where this girl, they planted a bunch of marijuana on her. It happened when she was going through customs, and people swear that there's just no way it was hers, but somebody was using her as a mule that she didn't know she was a mule, and ultimately she was sentenced to life in Thailand. Oh, let's go to Mark in New York before we go to that stuff with Ling and Una Lee. What's going on, Mark?
Hi, Kate. Two topics. I won't veer off, I promise you, but let me talk about the prison in North Korea and the prison problem in California. Really quick, if anybody thinks that Bill Clinton just showed up and they released him, please, America, don't be fooled. They had an agreement in place about what it took place. The agreement, we don't know yet. But if it's the State Department under Hillary and her former advisors that worked under Madeleine Albright, it's probably similar to what both Bush and Condoleezza Rice and President Clinton did with Albright, giving him 900,000 tons of diesel fuel and 2 light water nuclear reactors for energy, which he used to produce the bomb. So please don't believe that this was somehow this gregarious Clinton just releasing these people. Yes, it's great they were released. No one can fathom what the hell they went through. But and I don't understand what the hell Al Gore was there rubbing the girl's shoulders for. What is Al Gore doing in the picture? Is this the Obama administration's way for you to subliminally saying, look, Clinton, Gore, Democrats, good, you know? they got a, Pyongyang made out like a bandit on this. We just don't know about it yet. And what I really want to talk to you about, because you brought it up in the national section of the New York Times today, federal judges order California prison to reduce inmate population by a quarter. Apparently, yeah, they want, in the next 2 years, listen to these numbers, 40,000 prisoners released, 40,000. Hold on to that number, because this is what the judges said. Quote, it said that there's no need for the state to release presently incarcerated inmates indiscriminately in order to comply with our order. Okay, they recommended remedies including imprisoning fewer nonviolent criminals and reducing the number of technical parole violators. End quote. All right, here's my problem. I just did a little math on my calculator. 0.5% of 40,000 released inmates is 200 inmates. The reason the judge wants them released, it says in a paragraph here, they want the prisoners released because of the health care system in the prisons is so bad, Kate, that they have one unnecessary death a week. So that's, let's make it 50. That's 100 inmates die in 2 years. But of the 200, of the 0.5% that get released, even if they don't kill anybody in California, let's say they bruise or abuse somebody, wouldn't you rather have, I'm sorry, because I had a brother who was locked up, but wouldn't you rather have the inmates sick or die than the general populace? I know it sounds terrible, but you know what? People, if you did what you did, you have to serve your time. But the people of California are going to suffer under this because the budgeting. And how many of those prisoners are illegal aliens that are breaking that system? My point is 0.5% is only 200 inmates. And you know the bad guys are going to slip through the cracks. And the people of California are going to pay for it. But you know who won't pay for it? The governor and the politicians and the judges who live in these lovely gated areas that have these people locked up. It's just absolutely sad.
I know. Like we talked about it in our last show, exactly that same thing. I'm glad that you called in, Mark, because I went crazy about that, and nobody really picked up on it. But I said, boy, if this happened somewhere else, too, I mean, if I lived in California, I would go nuts over this. This is ridiculous.
If I could just make one point, I know some very close to me. Like I said, let's say no one's killed or no one's even abused,
sure,
which they will be.
Right.
Someone had a credit card theft. I don't know if it's going to lead to ID theft, but that's bad enough. Do you know how much damage they had their credit card and the debit card stolen from them? I mean, I when I heard the story, I wanted to go to the store where it was done. I wanted to surveil and find the SOB. Because I look, the police are inundated with this supposedly victimless crime. But these are people that, I mean, even if they haven't done all their time, they're going to be released. And it's just sad because there is no such thing as justice. And
I agree.
If you give me 20 more seconds, on the other page in New York Times, they had North Carolina hears the tapes of these jihadists down there. Apparently,
yes,
they wanted to go out and kill just like the Fort Dix Six,
guys
in Buffalo, Lackawanna. You look at it, America. See, they're here. They're already here, and they're telling us to stick our fingers up our, you know what.
I agree.
It's amazing that how this whole freaking country's falling apart. And, I'm sorry, the first thing I want to tell you, just the people that are rising up and shouting down the politicians, we're not a mob. Obama, we are not a mob. We are American people. We are dissenting and disagreeing for what you are doing because the facade has fallen off. We're not mobs. We are American people, and we're not going to shut up. We're never going to shut up. And you can take that to the bank, you and your vicious wife. Thanks, Kate.
All right. Mark, talking about, obviously, I wouldn't even ask Mark, 200 days in, you can see he has just some of the things that he was talking about that he's frustrated about. I mentioned the prison thing. I talked about those numbers as well in our last show and said how I was surprised nobody really blew that up bigger because it is a big deal. And I said exactly what he said. I think somebody will get hurt. Something will happen to somebody as a result of somebody being released, whether it's somebody that's sexually assaulted or whatever it is, because you know when they get through, that's what's going to happen. Some of the bad guys are going to get loose. Now, Schwarzenegger, who I wouldn't normally stick up for, did appeal this to the Supreme Court because he does not want to see this happen either. California is drowning in debt, and they are looking for anything they can do to just cut the fat. But cutting the fat out of the prison is, I said this before, ridiculous, because you can not have people who have not served their time going on the outside and infiltrating in some cases. I mean, not every single one is going to go out and do something, but you can be guaranteed that something will happen to somebody, whatever it is, and it'll be a result of this early release. Now, the one thing that Mark did say about Al Gore, the reason Al Gore was there is because Al Gore has a television thing that he does. He's got a television station network, whatever. It's not a station. It's like a network thing. And those two women, Una Lee and Laura Ling, were working for Al Gore and his partner's organization. That's why they were in that North Korea area, because they were doing an investigative report. Because I've had some people write to me and say, well, why were they there in the first place? What were they doing? And that's what they were doing. They were trying to do reports about the situation, like Christina Amanpour, if you will, on CNN. Usually she's in war zones, but she's done other investigative things too, and that's what they were trying to do. And I think that they were, it was perfect timing on Kim Jong Il's part, as I said, because he was able to nab them and then use this for some kind of leverage. What the leverage is, and what the administration is saying, that there's none, there's zero, there's zippo, there was nothing that was negotiated. There was something that was negotiated. Mark is right on that. I don't think it has anything to do with the nukes, but there was something that had to have led up to that, and part of it involved Hillary Clinton, certainly, and that's why she started to soft pedal what she was saying about the North Koreans, because if you remember in the beginning, it was all about this isn't right, they shouldn't be charged, and this is baseless. You can go back and listen to all of it. I'm sure we played it here on America Tonight. Even Obama himself made a statement. He was careful to kind of stay away from that one, surprisingly. But other people in the administration were pretty strong about North Korea, but they were also careful to separate the whole nuke thing. And then we've had 3 months of Kim Jong-il ratcheting it up. So I think he uses this as leverage to get back into the good graces. Will he have inspectors come in and inspect nukes and all that other sort of stuff? You know, who's to say? I think there is a little bit of softening because of the generation of handing it down to the younger son. But does that still mean you can turn your back and there won't be something else going on underhanded? Absolutely not. I wouldn't trust him or anybody tight with him as far as I could throw them. 800-259-5791. We'll take more calls on the flip side.
All right, fine.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
1-800-984-1944.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Well, crowd party and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you.
All right, so far we've been talking about cash for clunkers. Is it a bust in reality? North Korea and the release of the two women journalists. Also the prisons in California slicing out a big chunk of their budget, saying they can't afford this anymore because the health of the inmates is suffering with suicides and severe illness, etc., because they can't afford to treat all of the inmates. So they're going to have to release some of them into the population in California, an early release. How foul is that? Definitely makes my list. We talked about it on our last show. And Sonia Sotomayor should get approved tomorrow. That's not a surprise. We know that that was in the works. Some Republicans are not going to vote for her, like John McCain said, no, we can't go in that direction. But there ultimately will absolutely be enough. Let's go to Stu, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Stu, are you dry? Were you? Did you get a little bit of that horrible weather?
Oh, yeah. We it come in. I mean, it was like 1 minute was nice, then 1 minute was sprinkling. And then we had like 60-mile-an-hour winds, and it hit hard. And we're like 150-mile Louisville, southeast Louisville, but it hit hard. And it,
yeah, I heard.
It was wild. I mean, and luckily I took all my trees out of my yard after spring. We had a big storm, and I knocked two trees over on, well, I didn't, but the wind blew two trees on my neighbor's fence, so I pulled. I said, this time, get rid of trees. I don't need no trees.
There you go.
But first of all, I want to say I heard, I think her name was Janet from Iowa calling the other day talking about falls. She's absolutely right. Good, she must be a good girl. EKU Colonels, go Colonels. But listen, speaking real quick on the whole Kim Jong-il thing, maybe, you know, Bill and Hillary got together and but I'm sure Obama had something. You know, we know, I don't care what they say. Bill Clinton didn't go over there on his own. That was all White House. But maybe he promised Kim Jong-il like his own personal Lewinsky and his own personal cigar in the Lincoln bedroom. You know, I mean, maybe that's what he promised him. I mean, hey, you know, he got Arafat to smoke the cigar afterwards.
That's right.
And he rented out the Lincoln room many a times. I mean, he proved that. So it's not like they really had any scruples. But like I said, when you use them liberals, you can't exactly put morals and values in the same sentence with them. And as far as California goes, look, we've got Scott Peterson, whatever, sitting on the death row out there, and I think Ron White put it best. Like George W. Bush or not, the guy put an express lane on the death row inmates in the state of Texas. California has a ton of death row inmates that has been sitting 20, 25, 30 years, right?
Right.
Let's juice them, fry them, whatever they want to do. Let's get them out of the way. Let's quit feeding them. Let's bury them out back with their prison number in the graveyard. Let's get it over with. There's no reason we've got these guys still living 30 years, 35, 40 years after they took somebody else's life. And instead, California's worried about doing the humane thing and releasing people. And I'm telling you, I can just tell you this. If it was my home state and they released them, and look, they're not going to be picky. They're going to release whoever. And if James L. Cooey was a perfect example in Hermosa, Florida, Hermosa Springs, Florida, raped Jessica Lunsford and murdered her. Perfect example, slipped through the cracks. If it happened in my home state, I guarantee it, when I was done putting a hole through the guy big enough to drive a truck through, I would be going and really raising hell with my state senate in my state legislators. You cannot release inmates. I don't want drug addicts on the street. I don't want drug dealers on my street early. I want them to do their time and be rehabilitated if it's possible. I don't want child molesters out at all, which Kentucky, we have a bunch of liberals up there that are just ruining our state. They refuse to incorporate Jessica's law when after Jessica Lunsford was just brutally murdered, right? They refuse to do that. So, you know, our legislatures ain't the greatest. I vote every time and try to get them out. It ain't exactly working yet. But that's just the most ignorant, dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I agree. I agree with you. And you said exactly what I said. I think immediately of molesters. But not just molesters. I mean, you're right. Drug addicts, people that are scoring meth and selling meth and whatever else. And they should serve their time. They were convicted for a reason. There's victims a lot of times in these crimes, a lot of victims. And so what does that say to the victims? Oh, sorry, we need more space. We got to help these. It's so sad, the situation. So, sorry, we got to put them out there.
Exactly. And I think that you set up the justice system, and I'm a firm believer in our justice system. In case something like that would ever happen to one of my children, then I think it would be my own justice I'd want to take care of. But I'm a firm believer in the justice system. And when you're releasing these guys, it's bad enough halftime. You got that prosecutor there that is going to make a plea bargain just to make his job a little easier. And he's going to give a guy half the time he needs for something ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? We had a guy here in town, him and his wife, just for an example, in the county, she was helping him rape her nieces. You get where I'm coming from with this? She got 6 months in jail for turning on him.
Oh.
And he got 15 years. And 15, he's only going to do, I think it's state of Kentucky says 80%. So either way he goes, he's going to do 12 years, whatever. He's going to be right back out on the street doing it again if he makes it through prison. Now, my own opinion, they should let him with the father. But we don't need to be letting guys out early. And just like Mark said, man, Mark hit a nail on the head. You've got judges and your politicians are living in gated communities. They don't give a crap what they do. They're not living with it every day. They're not seeing it every day and so forth. So, I mean, it's really ridiculous. And like I want to all say, I'm glad to see those girls coming home from Korea to get back on that. And I do believe that without a doubt Bill Clinton went over because of the White House. And just so everybody in Radio Land knows is listening, Kay, I am not a manufactured person and all that crap that
Pelosi and those guys are saying, yeah.
Yeah, the political tool likes to say, I'm not a manufacturer. I do not like Obama. I don't think he's right for our country. And I graded him an F in our newspaper yesterday. Our newspaper, you know, I was at my buddy's office and the guy from the newspaper came and he said, hey, you want to rate Obama for the paper? I said, yeah, I rated him an F. And he said, out of 100 people in our county, and I'm telling you, we just live in a very conservative county. Out of 100 people in our county, his very best was a D.
Wow.
Very best. And he said, the only thing I can think he's done positive is he saved the captain from the Marisk, Alabama. He said, that is the only positive thing I can think he's really done. And I said, you know, he's got a point. So maybe I'll give him an F plus, but he still falls in the F category.
Right, right.
The health care thing he's not doing. And I mean, we're still working down here. Everybody's still working, thank God, knock on wood. But we've got coal. We've got Walmart distribution centers. Toyota is not far away. And the Sheikh of Iran just ordered, like, I think they said 15,000 or 150,000 Toyota Camrys. So, you know, and then we've got two federal prisons and a state prison close to us.
Right, exactly. So, you know, so these people are working, but it's the economy. Obviously, the stimulus didn't work. I agree, and we said this 200 days in. Hey, if I didn't vote for him, but he did a great job, I would fully be able to admit that on these airwaves. But we're not seeing.
And the cash for clunkers. I'm sorry. I like my comfortable vehicles. I like my big four-wheel drives. I like to be comfortable. I like to be safe. And I'm not trading my stuff in, number one. Number two, if I want to buy something, Kate, I don't need you and the rest of the United States of America to help me get it. I will buy it on my own. I will trade in my vehicle and get it on my own. I don't need to tax people's dollars.
Very good. I am with you on that. I am with you with that, Stu, my friend. Drive safely.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, fine. It's nice to be part of a ravenous mob, I guess, now, since I oppose this health care bill. I've never seen hypocrisy any worse than what they're showing now. Any opposition, why, then you're part of a mob. My goodness, they were complaining about being hung in effigy. My guys, they hung George Bush in effigy so many times, the guys
got
rope.
That's true. That is so true. Yeah.
You know, I guess what I'm waiting for, Kate, with this is when they're going to play the race card. You know they're going to bring that up. If you can't get this bill through, then it's because somebody doesn't like him because he's black. They got about nothing left. Nobody wants this thing except the liberals in Congress. How are they going to respond? I don't see that.
No, I think, you know, it's like I said, I think it's good that people are passionate and they're going to these meetings because they've had enough, and this affects all of us. This isn't something that's often D.C. that, geez, maybe you have a clunker and you want to risk it and turn it in, or maybe this program suits your needs or it doesn't. This is something that affects all of us. And when you have a guy like Arlen Specter, Dale, saying, I'm not even reading the whole thing, I have AIDS reading it, that's not good. And that's the problem. They're trying to ram this through. I think it's great that people are complaining. I think it's great people are showing up for the meetings instead of just letting it fly and not expressing their views. And certainly we've seen this on the other side. That's the great thing about America, if you don't agree.
We don't have any details, Kate. That's it.
Yep, absolutely. We'll be back with more.
To spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's what you do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today. Also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit ID Stronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Back on America tonight. We've been talking about obviously North Korea, what the deal, the early release of the prisoners in California that's been talked about, which, by the way, in all fairness, Schwarzenegger as the governor, hey, he's got nothing to lose now because he's the outgoing guy. So yes, he lives in Pacific Palisades in a gigantic mansion behind gates, but he did push this to the Supreme, hopes it goes all the way to the Supreme Court. He's appealing it because he doesn't want to see it happen. There's nothing at risk for him at this point politically, since this is it as far as him being governor. Who knows who's going to be next? Could be the mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, but that's for another conversation. I think the key thing here is that the people there know that they're going to have people that are released that are low on the food chain, that haven't done their time. Hey, somebody is sentenced, they go through our justice system, and they pay their debt to society. That's one thing. Early release, that's another thing. And I wouldn't like it if I was in Cali. I can certainly tell you that. Sotomayor, I already mentioned this, stamp of approval, a couple of people objecting, but there'll be enough that will say yes, that it's done deal. First Hispanic woman on the Supreme Court. Really, honestly, as far as the balance is concerned, we talked about this months ago, not anything that will incredibly upset the balance, because if you look at Souter, Justice Souter and his rulings, he was very, very left-leaning, even though he was put in by the first Bush and was thought to be much more conservative. That's not the way it played out once he was the justice. the key spot really is going to be whoever's next. Whoever comes in next, that's where you could see that really, really tip. So if you didn't agree with some of the things and you think she's going to be pretty radical and it's going to flip the Supreme Court, voting wise, I don't think you're really going to see that, because it's just obvious when you look at the numbers and how the numbers will probably come down. It's the next person in the door, if Obama is the president, that you would worry about, because that would certainly change things. All right, coming up, we're going to lighten the load, birthdays and this day in history for what it's worth. It's always interesting to see who's blowing out the candles on the cake for yet another year. And, boy, we have a slew of people that fall into that category of people that you would know their names. Like, I'll give you one of them. If you like movies like The Sixth Sense, then you know the director M. Night Shyamalan. He did some really clever American Express commercials, too. 39 years old. Here's a sad one. JonBenet Ramsey. Remember how long that story was in the headlines? And still, who murdered JonBenet? So she died in 96. If she were alive today, do you know that she would be 19 years old? Very sad. A lot of people still think that the family was in cahoots on that one, and that the police department actually had it right and they didn't bungle it. Others think it was purely a break-in and they never nailed the person. And of course, we had that nut from Thailand, remember, who said he murdered JonBenet. And of course, they flew him back, paid for the expense, and it turned out he was just a sick guy, but he was not the one who killed her. Let's go to news you can abuse. The circuit in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, combines the rough and tumble American rodeo tradition with campy. Yep, the Liberty Stampede. I've actually heard about it. One of more than a dozen gay rodeos that are hitting the nation this year took place over the weekend at the Shriners Club in suburban Philly. Only there, right? So the competitions include goat dressing, where two people attempt to get a pair of briefs on a goat. Another is the wild drag race. It's a man or a woman dressed in drag trying to ride a steer across the finish line. There are now 28 regional organizations throughout North America and 17 rodeos on the 2009 schedule. Wow. We have another story from Pennsylvania as well. A man accused of breaking into apartments in suburban Philadelphia, stealing women's underwear, that's nice, and leaving the scene naked, turned himself into police. The lawyer for the 52-year-old Michael Victor is saying that his client had some severe issues to deal with. Really? No kidding. He was caught on surveillance video during the break-in. So, obviously, they had him on camera. He knew it, so he turned himself in. Duh. You got to look around. Do you ever see those signs where it says Brinks or ADT or whatever it is? Oh. Let's get away from news you can abuse, and let's get a semblance of something else. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, I'll just hang in there. Hey, talking about, in England, they got cameras everywhere. You can't walk without getting your picture taken there.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, in fact, in that last Bourne film, you remember the scene inside of the train station there?
It was good, yes,
everywhere.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if America is going to end up like that. Everywhere you go, there's a camera, right? So,
yeah, I don't like that idea, do you?
No, of course I don't. Hey, but you know what, Kate, I'll tell you something, though. Talking about cash for clunkers, these clunker cars are turning in, right?
Right.
Did I tell you I bought a turbo diesel Jetta?
No.
Yeah. Take a guess what I got on my first tank.
Miles. Okay, let me guess. I'm gonna say 42 miles.
47.
Wow, that's great.
Well, it's the highest gas mileage car in America, but but now here's the thing, though. I had to do the speed limit. The actual speed limit of 65 miles an hour on the interstate. You know, I think the governor of Utah ought to issue every person that has a driver's license in the four counties in the Wasatch Front tickets. just say automatically you get a ticket every month, and I'll pay this fine because nobody drives the speed limit. It was unbelievable. I mean, I was in fear for my life.
I know. You and I always talk about that. It's crazy, yes.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, and you're even worse down there in Dallas.
Oh.
I mean,
So,
you know, you're driving along and people just come right up on you, and, you know, it's like you better just fight on speed if you're in these big cities, I guess. So
I agree, yeah.
But anyway, though, but hey, listen, Sotomayor going to get approved today, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, you know, it was interesting, the famous comment that she made that was controversial. It wasn't so much the comment is that it was her explanation that caught me by surprise. I mean, she explained, well, I was talking to a bunch of Latino men and explaining them about the white man, or I can't remember the exact explanation, but I'm just sitting there like, well, right there you're
incriminating yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the picture of the boy, you know, the lady justice with a cloth around her eyes.
Yes.
I was kind of thinking, oh, Sotomayor's probably got one of those eyes a little slit there and there. You know,
a blindfold anyway. With one eye open. I gotcha. There's a song about that. One eye open. Sleep with one eye open. Metallica. Oh, that's funny, Don. We're going to end on that note, Donna, because we're up against it, but thank you. Yeah, he makes a point. Her explanation was bogus. We know. We talked about it, remember? And that was the thing where she had the chance to rise up and say, hey, listen, this is what I meant to say, and perhaps it was misconstrued, but here's what this was. But the explanation didn't do that. It didn't clear up any of the wise Latino comment by any stretch of the imagination. Mark in New York, you're our last one. What's the word, dude?
Well, I almost made it without calling you. But if you remember last year during that stimulus thing we all got, they kept telling us, spend it. But two things they didn't say to do, which was put it in your savings bank or pay a bill. And if you paid a bill, it would have been a credit card bill, and here's why. If you did those two things, it would have went into the bank, and the Federal Reserve would have had no choice but to try to lend it out, and it could have caused hyperinflation. This was just a test, that stimulus package, even the next one they got going with these cars. It's just a test. See, since the Federal Reserve was started, they can create inflation and hyperinflation themselves. Sometimes it happens for them naturally during a flood or a disaster, but they
sure
always benefit in the end with that, too. But That only went for our trade deficit last year when they told you to buy those goods. That just went for the trade deficit. Nothing went to the economy at all.
Yeah, good observation. You're absolutely right on that. Thanks, Mark. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. Birthdays, quickly. David Robinson, remember him? Yeah, the Admiral, San Antonio Spurs. What a center he was back in the day, 44 years old. Michelle Yao, who is an action star of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, 47. Andy Warhol, if he was still alive, would be 81 years old. Remember, he was the one who coined the term 15 minutes of fame, and I guess mine's up, huh?